Jesus went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. The words of John's Gospel. Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. We don't really know what kind of wood Jesus' cross was made from. For years, critical scholars claimed that no crucified criminal like Jesus would even have a burial. Well, that was proven wrong in 1968 when a bone box called an ossuary was discovered just north of Jerusalem. In that ossuary was a heel bone with a 4.5-inch long nail driven through it. It was bent at the end where it was embedded into a knot of olive wood. This man had been crucified in the traditional Roman way without breaking bones, but securing the feet to the cross. This archaeological find corroborated not only burial of people who were criminals and crucified, but also the use of the lowly olive tree for crosses. Jesus was crucified, but it is very doubtful he was crucified on a cedar cross, a cross that would be made from a dominant, beautiful wood, a tree too valuable to be wasted on common criminals. But Jesus was no common criminal. He was both God and King, according to the New Testament profession. At least a cedar cross might have seemed more fitting, but most likely his cross was a common one, probably made from olive wood. It's a short, humble, but useful tree. Jesus would be associated with humility, shame, and sin, not glory, on that day that we call Good Friday. He was associated with us, commoners, and he was separated from his Father. Indeed, even worse than that, according to the passage in Deuteronomy, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, Jesus was also cursed. As we know, Jesus' cross was mobile. He carried it as a sign of public shame. And yet God exalted that humble cross and put it at the top above all other trees. Although Jesus would invite people to take up your cross and follow me, people drive past crosses every day without ever thinking about that invitation or what we would call the oxymoron of God, our King, being nailed to a common little tree shaped like a cross between two criminals. Maybe if it were like a cedar, 100-foot tall and impressive, people might be drawn to it. But I doubt it. You know, Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro is just about that tall. It's a great tourist attraction, but it won't bring people to faith. Only Christ and the word of the cross can do that. The cross is real. It's powerful. If only a nail pierces our heart like it does on the cross through a criminal's leg, and it sticks to our heart by faith, does it become effective for us individually? We believe in the mystery of Christ on the cross, that he is the conduit to connecting our soul with God, our holy God and King. Jesus took our curse on that cross, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I'd like to end this week with a little prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are our glorious King, whose glory was in fact our shame, taken upon yourself and nailed to the cross. May everyone look to that cross and realize there, in that simple, humble way, you glorified us and we were healed. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm Rob Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, wishing you God's blessing this Holy Week.